Glory to God. I love him tonight. Let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 100 and verse 4. Praise God. Psalm chapter 100 and verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful. Everybody said, be thankful. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. I want to look at a few scriptures here tonight, and I just want to, if you want to title this, just say, be thankful. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for these testimonies tonight. We ask you to bless us, go before us, and anoint the word of God tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. When David wrote the scripture here in Psalm chapter 104, he talked about entering into the gates. That would be the gates of the sanctuary, and into his courts. That would be the place approaching the sanctuary. And he said, we've got to do that by being thankful. Amen. But he didn't say, he said to be thankful. And so when we talk about thanksgiving in the Bible or being thankful, we're not looking at something that we say, and we're not actually talking about something that we do. It's something that we are. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. It's not what we say or what we do, rather, and those are very important, but it is what we are. Amen. Be thankful. Praise God. It is the state of being. It is a spirit within us. It is an attitude within us that says, I am truly thankful in my heart for what God has done in my life and for what I have. Praise God. Not just what I have, but where I'm going and the promises of the future that God has for us. Amen. Well, the word tells us here in Romans chapter 1. Turn with me to Romans chapter 1. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but this is a very powerful book, the book of Romans. And if you want to do some deep Bible study, get your nose into Romans and Hebrews, and you'll get into some really deep things in the Word of God. But Romans chapter 1 and verse 18 and 19, it talks about the wrath of God. And it says here, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it to them. And so the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. And I've used this many times in the past, and I just want to touch on it just briefly here tonight. My message is not from Romans chapter 1. But if we go backwards in the scripture, we're going to come to something here that will be an eye-opener, I hope, that will help us to see what God wants you and I to be. Verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And so he says that the righteousness of God is revealed. And then in verse 18, he says that the wrath of God is revealed. And so he begins to talk about people here. And we can look at it in the very last verse of the scripture. We want to talk about the wrath of God and the righteousness of God. Amen. I want to be on the righteousness side of God. I don't want to be on the wrath side of God, but I want to be on the righteousness side of God. And it talks about a people here who have degenerated to a very low level. And in verse 31 of Romans chapter 1, it says that they are without understanding, they are covenant breakers, and they are without natural affection, and implacable and unmerciful, and they have pleasure, verse 32, in those people that do evil things. Now, if we go backwards, verse 29, they are filled with all righteousness, unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whisperers. And this is a group of people that you don't want to associate with. Verse 28, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And so God turned them over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is a mind that is void of God, and it is a place of no return. Amen. It is a reprobate mind. It is a rejected individual. That's a pretty serious place to be at, and we don't even want to get close to that. And verse 27 and verse 26, we won't go into that tonight, but they went after strange flesh, and you can read that. Verse 25, they changed the truth of God into a lie, and they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And then in verse 24, God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And so they got involved in things that were far, far away from God. Verse 23, I hope you're following with me here tonight. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And verse 22, they professed themselves to be wise, but they became fools. Now, we can travel down that road. Don't ever fool yourself into thinking that you cannot travel down that road. I have seen it many, many times over the years of people who were close to God, but somehow or another, something began to creep into their life and begin to creep into their walk with God. Amen. Now, I tell you, the Bible tells us where it all started, and it started in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Amen. And then you see the beginning of the degeneration of their life all the way through the very end of this chapter 1. Praise God. I'm just saying tonight, it is so very important that we be thankful. Amen. Well, praise God. Not say that we are thankful, not do things to prove that we are thankful, but to be thankful. Amen. Down in our heart, down inside of me, I want to be able to say, I really am a blessed person today. Amen. I really have more than I deserve. Praise God. And you've got a pastor tonight that feels that way. I feel like I've got much more than I deserve. And when I look at you, amen, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to be able to be involved in a little bit in the work of God and to do what I can for God. Amen. I'm really blessed today. I'm thankful. And it really is important for us not to just say that we are thankful, but to be thankful. Praise God. And so the wrath of God is revealed then to those that are not thankful. Amen. But the righteousness of God is revealed, I believe, to those who are thankful. And I want to just use a few scriptures here tonight. I'm not going to preach a long time. I know you've got a turkey in the pot probably, but we're going to go ahead and look at the word for just a few minutes. Let's go to the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 1. And we're going to look at these scriptures here tonight, and I hope that you will focus your attention upon these scriptures, and you will let it sink down into your heart. Amen. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1 through verse 15. And I'm just going to kind of dissect it a little bit. We're going to have a Bible study here tonight. If you then be risen with Christ, and of course that means that we have the Holy Ghost, right? We rise with Him when we receive the Holy Ghost. He said, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Now, I want to kind of do a reverse of what I did there in Romans chapter 1, but there is a progression here, a progression away from God and a progression toward God. And if we want to get closer toward God, then we need to go in that direction. Amen. And so he says, if we are risen with Christ and we have received the Holy Ghost tonight, I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost that God's given me. I really am. I'm so very, very thankful tonight. And so he says here that we are to mortify our members. Everybody said mortify. Mortify, and that means to be dead or to subdue. That means to rule over your flesh, praise God, and to seek the Lord to modify the natural tendencies that we have in our flesh. And everybody has a different thing that we have to deal with. But everybody has something that they have to deal with. Amen. I'm not going to go down a long list here tonight. We know ourselves probably better than anybody, and there's someone who knows us better than we know ourselves, and that's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. And so what we must become is a conqueror, but not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror, where we conquer ourselves. Amen. Where we examine ourselves and we say, I've got to subdue this. I've got to conquer this. Amen. And this is where we get closer to God. John said he was the greatest man that was born of woman, and he said, I must decrease and he must increase. And so the more we subdue ourselves, I've said it many times, to the extent that you can say no to yourself will be the extent to which you can be blessed in life. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. To the extent of how much money you want to have, you have to say no to yourself. You can't spend it. Praise the Lord. I know it's not very exciting here tonight, but it is so very, very true. To the extent that you can say no to the desires, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is the extent that you are able to be blessed spiritually. Praise the Lord. Mortify, therefore, your members. Is that in your Bible tonight? Okay, well, I guess we're in the same book. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. And he talks about these members. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness. That word concupiscence there means to long for that which is forbidden. Amen. And covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Amen. And in which ye also walked sometime when you lived in them. And so when we come to having the righteousness of God revealed in us and not the wrath of God revealed in us, what we must have is an understanding of what God loves and what God does not love, what God hates. Amen. And so he says, mortify your members. And then he goes on here, if you're following with me, I hope you are. But now ye also put off. Everybody said, put off. All right, so here are our members. And he lists all of those members. Jesus put it a little bit in a kind of a gross way. And he said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. If your foot offends you, cut it off. If your hand offends you, cut it off. He was not speaking literally, but he was talking about the extent that we would be willing to go to say no to ourselves. And we've all failed in this. You failed in this. I've failed in this. The Apostle Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. We heard a tremendous message about that, and I forgot to mention that as well, that we have the services that we were in Texas here, and if you would like a copy of those, there's some really great messages. Brother Johnson preached a tremendous message. Brother Kenbo preached another tremendous message, and about this man, this old wretched man that I am. Praise God. And it'll bless you if you want that. It'll bless you. And so he says here that there are some things that we need to put off. Amen. And he says that the first thing we put off is anger. And I looked that up, and it means violent passion. Amen. Anger, wrath, which is fierceness, malice, which is wickedness, and blasphemy, which is speaking against the things of God. Filthy communication out of your mouth. That's cursing and swearing. And he says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off. Everybody said, put off. You have put off the old man with his deeds. Anyone that I have come across that have these characteristics here are usually not people that go around saying, I'm so very thankful. They're usually people that have nothing but negative things to say about others or whatever the situation is, and negative things to say about God. And we cannot please God when we live outside of being thankful. I'm thankful tonight. Anybody else thankful? I'm thankful tonight. And so there are some things that we need to put off. And then he goes on and he says, and have put on. Everybody said, put on. So we put off some things and then we put on some things. He didn't come just to destroy the works of sin in our lives, but he came to replace what we have put off with something that is better. Amen. He doesn't take things away, but what he doesn't give us something that is better in its place. Amen. And so we have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. And so what he's saying is this is for everybody. Everybody can be thankful. Everybody can have a spirit of thankfulness in their heart. And every one of us can draw close to God. Amen. Don't ever get the idea in your heart that God is so far away you can never reach him. We can reach him. Amen. He has made himself available. And when he filled us with the Holy Ghost, praise God, he gave us an avenue to put on some things. And so he goes on here. Follow with me here tonight. Put on, therefore. Everybody said, put on. So he said, put off twice. And now he says, put on twice. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. Everybody said mercies. Mercies. Amen. Let's have mercy on one another. Kindness. Everybody said kindness. Kindness. Humbleness of mind. Everybody said humbleness of mind. Humbleness of mind. Meekness. You're catching on. Praise God. Long-suffering. Forbearing one another. Forbearing one another. Anybody know what that word forbearing means? Amen. It's very, very practical. It means put up with one another. Well, praise the Lord. That's a good one right there. I like that one. Put up with one another. Amen. Forbearing one another. Forgiving one another. That's it. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity. Everybody said charity. Charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Praise God. The bond of perfectness. And so what God wants to do is to make us whole. He wants us to have peace. And the very next verse talks about peace right there. And it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Amen. And that word peace there means to join together. It means to come back together and to be one, to join with something. Amen. And when you are joined to something, because you love it, you're joined to something because it is the desire of your heart, there is a peace in that relationship. And we can have peace with God. Praise the Lord. He made the way for us to have peace with him, and he did it through the cross. And he said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Everybody said, be thankful. Be thankful. Are you thankful tonight? Amen. I'm thankful tonight. Amen. This is really the spirit of a truly thankful person. And we could spend lots of time here tonight. Amen. But there's a few scriptures before I finish. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 8. And Brother Reed, get that one for me. Psalm 118 verse 29. Brother Greg, get me that one. Ephesians 5 and 20. Brother Doug, get me that one. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Amen. Praise God. Brother Troy, you want to get that one for me? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. All right. 1 Chronicles 16 and 8.
Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people.
Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Amen. What's his name tonight? Jesus. Amen. We don't just use the name Jesus to get what we want. We use the name Jesus to focus our thanks. We focus our thanks upon the name of the Lord, which is the Lord. Praise God. Psalm 118 and verse 29. His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Well, praise God. When we needed mercy, he was there to give us mercy. Ephesians 5 and 20, read tonight.
Giving thanks always for all thanks unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Trinitarians would have a hard one with that one right there. God and the Father. Amen. So we have God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now you got four gods. But that word and in the scripture can be the word kai, which means even. Amen. For giving thanks always for all things unto God, even the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God was the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just want to get that straightened out there. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. This is the will of God. You say tonight, I want the will of God in my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is the will of God that we be thankful. Amen. That we be thankful. Amen. Praise God. God's good to us. Amen. God's good to me. Amen. I don't know how to express it to him, but all the blessings, all the good things, amen. I just want to do anything I can to help somebody else because I've been so blessed. Amen. I don't want to take what I've got and build barns, bigger barns, say eat, drink, and be merry, laid up for many years. It's all about me. It's all about what I want. Amen. We got to ask ourselves, what are we doing with our life? What is the focus of our life? Amen. I believe tonight that if we have a spirit of thankfulness and we are truly thankful to God, then it will be expressed by our desire to help others, our desire to bless others. Amen. Because every one of us, I'm reminded again with my little grandson at the house, he can't even lift his head up. He's starting to grab a hold of things. He can't walk. He can't talk. Oh, but he can communicate. But he can't talk. He doesn't have any teeth, so he can't eat anything. He just has to drink out of a little bottle, and somebody has to prepare that, and it has to be good or it's going to hurt him. And he couldn't do anything if somebody put something in there that would hurt him. He couldn't do anything about it. He's totally, completely helpless. Amen. That's what makes abortion such a terrible, terrible thing. It's horrible. Amen. And I won't get off onto that here tonight. But you know what? As I look at him, I think of myself and I think, God, I'm just like that in relationship to you. Oh, I can stand, I can grab a hold of things, I can talk, I can reason, I've got abilities and all of that. But I'm telling you, I've got no room for pride. Amen. There's no room for pride because I'm nothing, he's everything. Everything I've got, I've gotten it from somebody else. Amen. Well, if I worked hard, where did I get the energy and the strength and the wisdom to do that? Somebody gave that to me. God gave that to me. Somebody gave me my education. Somebody gave me my upbringing. Somebody put me in a place where they trusted me and I could work on a job and live in a country where there are jobs. Praise God. We just need to be thankful tonight. Praise the Lord. Just need to be thankful. And I'm looking forward to blessing these 10 families. And we've purchased some things, but we're going to be purchasing some more things. Let's all get in on this and be a part of this and bless somebody at this time. That's the best way to celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving is to bless somebody. Invite them over to your house and they don't have anywhere to go. They don't have anyone to spend Thanksgiving with. And our house is open. Some folks are already planning to come to our house. And everybody's welcome. If you want to come, you don't have anywhere for dinner, come to our house. Amen. We'll share. If we don't have enough, we'll make more. My wife's like, uh-oh. She's not planning for that. Amen. But I'll give you my plate. Amen. That's how blessed I am tonight. That's how blessed I am. I'll take you to McDonald's or something. I'm getting myself deeper and deeper in this here. Amen. Let's pray together and let's just ask the Lord to help us to be thankful for what we have and what He's blessed us with. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the blessings tonight. Thank you for the church. Thank you for my family. I thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name tonight. In Jesus' name tonight. In Jesus' name. Let our church be thankful, Lord, for the blessings that you poured out upon us. I give you praise. I give you thanks tonight.